Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. So, Faisal, we are all aware of what happened, has happened over the past several years in the cannabis space.
Correct.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of research going on beyond just cannabis.
Correct. And I think where Alberta has been one of the first jurisdictions that have actually tested outside of just cannabis. Mm-hmm. And in this province, we have heard and seen of patients using psychedelics,
right,
as an opportunity to help them with their medical needs. And so it's I think, a trend that's going to continue. Cannabis kind of, I think, opened up the market.
That's right.
Opened up eyes for many individuals. Medical marijuana has opened up eyes for many individuals and health professionals. And so now here comes the next generation of opportunity, I think, when it comes to how people are going to be using different types of these sorts of narcotics to help them with.
Well, and certainly there's going to be an open-mindedness to this, isn't there? We're going to look at this differently, I think, if we can bring research to bear, right? This is a trend that is likely in place for some time to come. And nobody better to help us maybe understand the direction and what's happening in this space right now. Matt Stang is joining us, founder, CEO of Delit Corp. Matt, welcome to the show. I would like you to give us maybe, to start this segment, a little bit of background of how outside of the cannabis sector, okay, the research, the openness, and what's happening with other kinds of drugs for medical purposes.
Yeah, sure. Thank you guys for having me on. the structural changes that are coming, that have already come around these psychedelic substances, are incredible. And it's really, if you look at the science, right, I think you're looking at something that is world changing. MDMA has been granted breakthrough therapy by the FDA. Psilocybin has been granted breakthrough therapy. These are 10x returns. So you're looking at the differential between a psychiatric current pharmaceutical and psychedelic pharmaceuticals. You have efficacy rates around 5 or 6% for the current antidepressants, SSRIs, that kind of product. With a psychedelic, you're getting closer to 70% efficacy. So people who are considered to be treatment resistant depression, people who have PTSD, people who are, on the way to killing themselves, are able to find a new life and a new purpose through these substances. And it's kind of incredible. And it's why my wife and I founded Delit 2.5 years ago as the first psychedelic wellness corporation, because we believe very strongly that this is the next wave.
Matt, what is it about the psychedelic drug that actually gives those types of results versus what Big Pharma has done with their medications and so forth? What's really happening there, and what kind of drugs are we talking about when we say psychedelic drugs?
It's a great question. So, obviously not a doctor, so I don't want to claim that I know everything. And even the doctors still don't quite understand why, right? So there's a what's happening and why. The what's happening is that people are taking these psychedelics, and what are they? MDMA and psilocybin are the two that are the furthest along to a FDA approval. Ketamine is already existent. There are ketamine clinics around the country. We in fact own a couple of them. And there are these modalities through which people are taking these psychedelic substances, and they're, for lack of a better term, resetting their brain. So they're going into a psychedelic experience, and this is what we do know from the science. The brain goes through its default mode network most times. So if you're like, oh, I forgot to turn off the oven, if you look both ways before you cross the street, that's your default mode network protecting you. Now, the problem with the default mode network is sometimes it can be very painful to people who have PTSD, who have depression, who have OCD, who have all of these neuroses. They get stuck in their default mode network. And now what do these psychedelics do? They they allow your entire brain to work. Sorry, my Siri decided to talk then. They're allowing your brain to do that full spectrum work. You're able to get access to the entirety of your brain, not just the small default mode superhighway that activates at the center and keeps you alive and working and in your ego. And what does that do? It gets you to this place of connectivity with yourself. It gets you to a place of feeling a sense of connection to the world. And it gets you to a place of not being stuck in your neuroses, which is, it sounds simple, but there's literally nothing else that we've found scientifically that does this. So it's incredibly powerful. So I had a woman who runs one of the Veterans Administration hospitals in the Northeast tell me, you know, she's working with these, it's all vets. She's working with these vets and they're having somewhere between 4% and 5% efficacy year over year using their current mix of drugs and psychiatry. So that means that at the end of each year, 4% to 5% of her patients are clinically improved, meaning that they're any sort of way better. Now, she was working with the folks at MAPS. Their trial for MDMA had 71% efficacy after the same amount of time. So that means that is a 14x, somewhere in that range of efficacy. That's amazing because these are people who are destroying their lives, hurting themselves, hurting their families, unable to work. You know, it's a massive shift, and it is an improvement that people would give their lives for. So when you see that, that's the reason and the rationale that these things have been so just explosively accepted in the last couple of years, because the science is so incredible, right? So that's, you have trial after trial. There's one that's coming out in Imperial College between antidepressants and mushrooms. And mushrooms, psilocybin in this case, have an efficacy rate that's like 8x, a classic antidepressant. So it's incredible, right? It sounds magical, but it's just, the fact is that these substances really help people who are trapped inside of their brain. And that's what a lot of the classical depression, PTSD, anxiety, other neurotic disorders come from, being stuck inside of your brain. And these unlock your brain and allow you to feel connected outside of yourself.
Matt, this says there's been a lot of commentary, some research on the over 50 crowd, and this has a big impact to them. You talked about veterans, war veterans, and so forth, and it's not just ones that are under 50. It's those who've had PTSD for long periods of time, have depression for long periods of time, and they've been going through decades and decades of this side of stuff. And now we're starting to see some research. We have less than a minute to kind of answer this question for me. Are we seeing some great results coming out of that crowd now, that age group? Because that's a growing population within both U.S. and Canada. Is this going to be the breakthrough that those individuals need given their demographic?
I think the answer is unqualifiedly yes. There is no doubt that you know, that 50 plus boomer, end of boomer generation that's aging into that age group are being incredibly sort of, like, the cancer and mushroom study was, you know, it's what led Johns Hopkins to fund a $20 million psychedelic research center of excellence, right? There was the end of life care stuff where you have someone going through the horribly traumatic incidents of cancer and not able to kind of deal with what might come. And they've been given mushrooms, psilocybin, and have a completely different outlook on life and end of life, like transition to the next life or whatever it is that you believe in. And it's really incredible. People who are stuck and had PTSD for 30, 40 years from the Vietnam War are now having the ability to get outside of their PTSD and trauma. It's incredible. So I would say the science is there. The science is super ongoing. Some of the biggest schools with the best reputations have started centers of excellence for psychedelic studies. You have NYU, Hopkins, Imperial College of London. People are doing such incredible work. You know, we at Delek have a lab up in Vancouver that's got a license from Health Canada to do research on psilocybin because it's so incredibly breakthrough. So I think that's what's next.
There you go.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us. That was enlightening. We'll keep in touch. This is clearly not something that's going away. And so I think we need to continue to educate ourselves on the options. Appreciate your
time.
Thank
you guys so much. Have a great day.
You too. We've been joined by Matt Stang, founder and CEO of Delek Corp. You know, change is the constant. You know, we can talk about this healthcare bucket, the markets, whatever it is, but change is constant, right? And what we've got is we got to talk to people about how to get through, like how to live a lifestyle and a dream and adapt to change no matter what that's going to be.
Yeah, and that change comes with a cost usually. These types of ideas and medication are out-of-pocket expenses.
Right.
How do you cover all that? How do you make sure that you secure your retirement but still pay for those healthcare costs in the future? And we're going to discuss that on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register to join this webinar. So go to our website at morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Did the Supreme Court's recent ruling that the federal government's carbon tax, that it is constitutional, does that blow up Alberta? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.